Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 120 for Monday, January 20th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. They say bear we're drinking.
That's fine. Close enough.
Yeah, I meant beer. It doesn't matter. We also got a voicemail from a very special person in my life.
We don't know her.
Oh, this Cheesecake Factory. They have some ice cream coming out, and we're gonna have to eat it.
Hot damn. And after we eat it, we're going to talk about some crazy news. We're going to talk about a vagina-scented candle.
Right after the cheesecake, too.
Vagina flavored cheesecake.
Vagina flavored cheesecake. Oh man, I'll put that in the suggestion box next time I go to Cheesecake Factory.
That's right. With hair swirl.
Pubic swirls.
That's right. We'll talk about a dog-related assault, a misunderstanding with a bird, a bull erection, a pipe wet dream, and an ice queen.
Perfect. That was smooth. We got it. Didn't even need to do a retake on that one, like butter.
No retake, but lots of breaks.
That's a lot of 20s.
I was practicing all day because I knew just somehow that I would screw it up, and it was easier than I thought.
I think that the year 2020 is going to mess everything up. For example, my employer has instructed us to have our clients sign the full year 2020 because they're concerned that signing just 20, because the years have started with 20, for the last 20 years. But it's going to mess something up. So now I have to make sure that we can't, you can't just put 20 for the year. You have to put 2020 for the year. I think that Barbara Walters has something to do with that, but I can't confirm that at this point.
Welcome to 2020. But that I've seen that, and I've been meaning to go back and read some of the articles, because I've heard various things on news. They're warning you against that, but so what if somebody takes a check of mine that I filled out today and they make it 2019? What's that going to do to it?
Well, that's the thing is
nothing.
No. If it has today, I will say if it has today's date on it. Now, if you want to get into the particulars of check negotiability, they generally are still dated after 180 days or six months. So it would technically stale date it, which means that banks may not take it. But anyway, enough of that shit.
That's boring.
Go right to beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Hacking away over here while we're recording, because I just can't get rid of this cough to save my life, but oh well.
All right, throw some beer on it, it'll go away.
Well, I tried to do that last week, too, and it didn't do anything, but nonetheless, Claritin seems to help more than anything else, more than beer or other alcoholic beverages. But this week...
That's dumb.
This week, we're going back to our friends over at Shorts. We've had Shorts lots on the podcast. I think it's been a little while since we've had anything from them, though. So this is the, you think I'd have the website up already. Yes, I'm over 21. Great news. Go. Okay. And this is from Shorts. It's their Cozy Blanket American Porter. And first thing that's kind of funny to me is the bottle itself. If you look, there's like a picture of an old lady, and she's holding bottles of beer and making a quilt, like an old fashioned American quilt. And it's very interesting, bottle. But anyway, it's, like I said, it's a Cozy Blanket American Porter. Cozy Blanket is an American porter. That's what it starts with. I know I've said that like five times. I don't know if you know this. Cozy, I'm having a Cozy Blanket American and porter from Shorts. It is a dark brown with a thick and creamy mocha colored head, Cozy Blanket has aromas of chocolate and caramel. This American porter has a full-bodied mouthfeel with flavors of chocolate, toffee, and caramel. Cozy Blanket finishes smooth with a nice nutty flavor. It's 5.1% alcohol by volume, so not terribly strong. 31 IBUs, so not terribly bitter as well. I took a sip a few minutes ago. I'm going to refresh my palate, though.
Ooh.
The chocolate and the sweetness that you get from the toffee and the caramel kind of shine through on this. A little bit of sweetness. I don't really taste, maybe a little bit of the caramel, not so much the toffee. Definitely the chocolate. It's a good beer. It's a nice porter with a little bit of an extra kick, a little bit of an extra sweetness to it. So if you like shorts and you like porters, not a bad one to try. I rated it a 4 on Untappd. actually, before when I took my first sip of it earlier, I rated it a 4. I'm going to stick to the 4, though. It's a good beer. It's one of those, if I see it again, I might pick up a couple extras. I generally like beers with a little bit more alcohol content, just because I like the little extra kick that you get with that, not just because it has more alcohol, but just from a taste standpoint, I like a little bit more alcohol taste in my beer. But nonetheless, it's a nice, very smooth, pitch black almost, really is motor oil beer, with some nice flavor. So not bad. We've had shorts.
God. Yeah, we had.
We've had shorts several times on the podcast, starting with episode 40, Classic Van Aert. You had a soft parade.
I didn't.
It actually says
that's bullshit.
Robert enjoyed a short soft parade and proclaimed it as the best beer he's ever had. And then it says, just kidding. He actually has somebody else, some other beer from Ballast Point. But more seriously, though, on episode 50, Mount Your Sleep Partner, I had a double magician from shorts. Episode 51, Emotional Support Peacock, I had a s'more stout, which I remember was really good. Episode 74, Watch Manager Chris Swallow. I had a few sips of Bloody Beer by shorts, and then my comment on here says it tasted like a combination of beer, Bloody Mary, and week old leftovers from a Chinese buffet. So I was not a fan of that particular one. Episode 75, Exotic Meat Snacks, I had a PB&J stout from shorts, very good. That's what I've had. So it's been a little while, and it seems like it was all within a short amount of time that we had all of our shorts here on the show. But another one, nice solid brew.
Well, good. Well, Kelly's the one that likes the soft parade, and that's why that's in there, because it's...
Well, yeah, so it was a joke. It was a slight to Kelly, because she does love some soft parade, and, we like to give her a hard time about it.
Yeah, well, I've never had it, and I've looked for shorts here, and I was hoping maybe I could get some, because I know you've had a couple that were decent, and 4 is actually pretty good, but no such luck.
That's right. You can't get shorts down there, which would explain why we can get it up here, or why I've had it on the show and you've never had it, because it's a popular brewery up here in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, another popular brewery that's down here is the Heavy Seas, and I've only had Heavy Seas on here one time, which is kind of weird because I have had a few of their beers in the past. But this week I've got the Heavy Seas Siren Noir, which is a stout brewed with chocolate and aged in bourbon barrels. Nice. And it is a black, nice and black. Like you can see, it's a lot like yours. And the website says, our Siren Noir isn't your father's chocolate stout. We've used almost 3 pounds of Belgian cocoa nibs per barrel.
That's a lot of nibs.
That's a lot of nibs. Yeah. We've aged it for 5 weeks in bourbon barrels with vanilla beans added. A mix of dark malts gives Siren Noir a well-rounded body that is decidedly chocolatey, but without being extraordinarily sweet. Brewer's Gold hops contribute an earthy spiciness with notes of black currant. This is 9.5% alcohol by volume, 8.5 IBUs. Availability is December. It's very limited. And food pairings I liked was fresh berries and whipped cream, or ice cream sandwiches. So now I really wish I had ice cream sandwiches to go with this. I'm going to give it a sip here and tell you what I think. Smell it.
Sitting on pins and needles waiting for your appraisal.
Well, you know I'm going to like it.
I mean, I like it. I haven't even had it.
The chocolate is right there in the front. The finishes, the bourbon barrels really, really get that flavor and that taste of the bourbon barrels. I like it a lot. I rated it a 4 on Untappd. And I think this is the last one that I had. I thought I had more, but I actually broke into this pack early. So I decided to save one for the episode so I'd have it. But again, I like it. If you're able to get it from Heavy Seas Brewing, they are out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. I would highly suggest it before it's gone.
Yeah.
And the only time I've ever had Heavy Seas on here was back in episode 72.
Mr. Cockiness.
That's right, Harrison. Episode 72, Mr. Cockiness. I had a Tropicana Citrus IPA, which I also liked a lot.
Nice. I don't think I've ever seen Heavy Seas up here in Michigan, but you know, because I feel like if I saw that beer, I might want to buy it.
Yeah.
So
got the skull and it's nice. got the blue chick on it.
It's got a chick with wavy hair and boobs.
Yeah.
So I mean, I feel like I would have been drawn to that bottle. I don't know. But anyway, I know every once in a while we like to remind people of what Untappd is and how to get to us. And Untappd is spelled UNTAPPD. It's a social network. Think Facebook for beer drinkers. And you can find me at Phil Roberts 33.
And I'm available at Robert K 328. And it is the Facebook of beer drinkers, but doesn't have any of the politics on it. So you can enjoy it. And no forwards from grandma.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it being an election year and hating all of your friends, so, or half of them, approximately.
No.
But anyway, so last week we were blessed with a voicemail from your lovely wife, Melissa.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Kelly, she wanted to show her support for our podcast as well.
Yeah.
And
take the lead, as it may be.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, she wanted to, you know,
or follow the lead.
She wanted to follow the lead. And so I think we had a voicemail from her as well.
Yes, we did.
Greetings and salutations to the best Bobs of all the Bobs.
That's us.
As I promised, I prepared a short poem in your honor, and I'm going to try to get through this without laughing. You've had a bit of champagne. Once upon a time, the two Bobs podcasted. Their loyal wives listened, no matter how long it lasted.
Not every week.
The Bobs sample their beers and rate them accordingly. They laugh and burp, but not so adorably.
That's not true.
Crazy news stories filled with penises, poop, and drugs.
That is true.
The Bobs take turns reading them as they refill their mugs. Thank you, Bobs, for making us laugh and smile. We enjoy your shenanigans. Keep podcasting a while.
Okay.
Happy New Year to you both. Wishing you many more years of BFF love and laugh. Bye, Bobs.
I had to laugh at the BFF part because, you know, they've been kind of having fun at us being BFFs here. So they, you know, they like to make sure that they get their little ribs in every now and then about that, but that's all right. We appreciate their support. Yeah. As they should. We certainly are able to dish it out. We are also able to take it. So, it was great to have them both do that because as we, you know, again, I fucked up the math, but we've been doing this a while and it's nice to have it because they really do tolerate us being in each other's lives, and they also tolerate losing us for an hour and a half to 2 hours every week, oftentimes on a Friday night when they would rather be chilling with us, but they're sitting by themselves on the couch waiting for us to finish this, only to have us come up and be stinky from beer.
Exactly. And Kelly, you know, she's very supportive, obviously Melissa as well, but there's always like that, like today she was like, all right, what are you podcasting? It's because we've turned podcasting. it is a verb. Podcast means to create a podcast. Podcasting is the act of creating a podcast. But anyway, she goes, what are you podcasting? I said, oh, tonight. She goes, okay. Like, and she was fine. Like, she didn't say anything. But at the same time, you're like, you could tell again. She was just like, okay, I guess, you know.
You're
like,
still doing this?
Yeah, they're still, this two Bobs is still, they're still making, still making podcasts. But anyway.
Well, we had the same thing. We were going to try to go out one night this weekend. And being that we're off on Monday when this episode comes out, she said, oh, we'll go Sunday. I said, well, the Packers are playing Sunday night. I'm not going anywhere. And then the other thing is trying to get our daughter to watch our son, and she wants to go out too. So it's like, oh, well, we'll do it Friday. It's like, well, fuck, I think I'm going to record on Friday because we've been doing that with baseball stuff starting back up on Thursday. So finally I said, well, we can't do it that we can't do it Saturday if we can't do it Friday. So it's like, let's just get it Thursday and knock it out. So thank you for accommodating me this week.
And she prefers it on Thursdays. Like, you know, she doesn't.
Yeah. Save the weekend in a way.
Exactly. So, you know, that way it's Friday night. We can relax, yep. You know, get ready for the weekend. And
yeah,
I don't have to leave her to whatever she does when I'm not around. But
I would bet she eats ice cream, Rob.
She does eat ice cream. Some, I would think so. I eat ice cream. Although I'm kind of like back on the diet train a little bit. Yes. So this is incredibly ill-timed. But you know, that being said, I sent
we
you this.
Tell people.
I sent you this earlier. Cheesecake Factory is releasing a line of ice cream, and this is the best part. It's actually happening in real life. First off,
yeah.
And
soon, and this is in a three-year-old article we just happened to
find. It's happening in March. And what's great about this, it's not just one cheesecake flavored ice cream. It's actual cheesecake ice cream. So the ice creams are made with sour cream and the restaurant's signature cream cheese blend to give you the full on Cheesecake Factory experience. So it is actually cheesecake in ice cream form, not just like, you know, had a bunch of chemicals to make it taste like their cheesecake.
Yeah, it looks really good, and the flavors are pretty good too. I would like it to have a bit more of the Snickers in there. I like that cheesecake, but the closest thing they have is the salted caramel.
The salted caramel looks really good, but they have birthday cake, which is a mix of cheesecake ice cream with cake pieces, icing, candy sprinkles. They have chocolate, which is chocolate cheesecake ice cream with chocolate fudge swirls, cookies and cream, which is what you'd expect. Key lime.
I love it.
Which actually has like graham swirls in it. I don't know how you swirl graham cracker, but apparently they figured it out. You know, their original cheesecake ice cream with graham swirls, salted caramel, which is the salt with this caramel cheesecake ice cream with sea salt, caramel, and the graham swirls. And then there's strawberry cheesecake, too.
That's probably really fucking good.
Sounds really good. So it'll come in a 14-ounce carton, and it will retail for $4.99. But you know what?
Grocery stores, too. You won't have to go wait in line at the damn Cheesecake Factory. You can just go to the grocery store.
Which is great.
Anytime and get it.
Which is great, because we don't have a Cheesecake Factory in Michigan.
Really?
I don't think we have any in Michigan, no. Which is weird. So you have to like go down to Ohio to get to a Cheesecake Factory.
I'm gonna look that up.
Although
I can't spell cheesecake. I spelled it with a B. Locations.
Now I'm having
Alexa, are there any Cheesecake Factory in Michigan?
Oh, you know what? There is one in Novi.
Here are a few ones. One, the Cheesecake Factory, 510.3 miles away on 28th Street Southeast. Two, the Cheesecake Factory, 620.2 miles away on North Bayshore Drive. And three, the Cheesecake Factory, 624.4 miles away on North Mayfair Road.
There is,
you can ask me for things like, what's the phone number for the first one?
All right,
Alexa, I don't think you answered my question.
All right, I'm gonna recant what I said.
I don't know
because
that.
Apparently there is one in Novi, Michigan at 12 Oaks Mall. So
I see that.
I can get to a Cheesecake Factory in about an hour or so. Maybe a little
bit
less.
It's
worth it. Actually, more. probably a little bit less than an hour I can get to one. Never mind. But it's the only one in Michigan. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. It says 43 minutes.
Look at that.
So shit, you could do that. And the wait will be at least 43 minutes. So call ahead.
I might actually have to, like, plan a Cheesecake Factory visit with Kelly now. Now that we're talking about their ice cream and everything, and that just sounds really good.
Now, would this fit on your diet?
No.
No. Should we talk about that?
It's cheesecake. Well, so I'm back on the diet train, but you know, at some
point, easing in, or are you
at
jumping
some
in?
Point, I gotta no. You kind of with this one, you kind of have to. You can't half ass it, so you gotta just get in there. I mean, the only real cheat I have is my single beer that I'm drinking, but you know, they'll be all right. They're just gonna have to deal with that.
They'll figure it out.
Exactly.
Well, anyhow, thank you from our lovely. To our lovely wives for leaving us voicemails.
Yeah, it was nice of them.
And And it is nice. They feel bad for us. And nobody else is. If you want to do it, 530-882-BOB, which is 530-882-2627. And if those two can leave messages, so can you.
That's true. Stop being a little bitch.
And do it. You ready for crazy news?
Do it.
Alrighty.
God damn it, Robert. Don't hang up on me this time.
It's one of these buttons. It's not there.
Oh, God.
Da, 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 da. It's weird. Da, 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 reading music. What are we drinking? Notice. Guess I'll add it back in. Please hold. An operator will be with you shortly.
Oh, God.
What is news? News short.
I just did it a cappella. Yeah.
So. It's here.
Play it.
But for whatever reason, it's
not even. Well, you did the Mr. Cocky Nuts drop a few minutes ago and the beer, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's working.
Yeah, it was there. It must have been because I put other stuff there, but anyhow. I got it now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they could have just pretended like I would add it in later, but I just feel like we need to do it live so that we feel like we're actually going into real crazy news.
Thank God we're not doing this live on like terrestrial radio or something like that. I mean, dead air. I mean, we would have just gotten fired right there.
probably deserve it.
Yeah, probably. But
where's our first story take us?
Our first story is going to take us to
probably California.
It doesn't really say. It's about Gwyneth Paltrow, so probably California, maybe New York, but most likely California. And it says here, but Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop is selling a vagina scented candle, Robert. and the worst part about all this is it's already sold out.
Oh no.
She sold vagina scented candles.
And people bought it.
You can't even get them anymore. They're harder to get than a fucking chicken sandwich at Popeyes right now. Says Gwyneth Paltrow has done it again, folks. The 47-year-old actress and serial lifestyle and entrepreneur found another way to shock the world with the sale of a vagina scented candle in her online Goop store. Goop. The candle, provocatively named, it smells like this smells like my vagina. TTB 120. We'll run customers a cool $75.
It's worth it, though.
For only $75, Robert, you can smell a vagina. And both
all day, Rob.
And I feel like you could just go somewhere else and smell a vagina for a lot less than $75. And boast a fragrance packed with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar, according to the Daily Mail. Apparently, the idea for the candle, made by Heretic, originally started out as a joke, as the product description reads. This candle started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and GP, Gwyneth Paltrow. Yep. The two were working on a fragrance, and she blurted out, this smells like a vagina, but evolved into a funny, gorgeous, sexy, beautiful, unexpected scent. What the fuck? Apparently, Paltrow's lifestyle company is onto something. The candle is currently sold out on both Goop's and Heretic's websites, probably to a bunch of perverts. Well, Paltrow, of course, is no stranger to controversy when it comes to selling eyebrow-raising products. Last year, during the holiday season, Goop made headlines over a holiday gift guide that included a $43,000 earrings and a BDSM kit. Oh, wow. The list was so outrageous, Goop itself dubbed it the ridiculous but awesome gift guide. Other items included a handmade animal cruelty-free moisture bar shaped like an egg for $65. The BDSM kit, however, was probably the most outrageous of the bunch. Think of this kit as the beginner's guide to BDSM, said Goop's website. It's even equipped with DIY restraining straps to help you, him, or her assume the position, wink wink. Would you buy a Would you buy a vagina scented candle for $75?
Well, I was just looking here to add one to my cart. It is still sold out, Rob.
Wait. Alexa, add vagina scented candle to my shopping list.
I added vagina scented candle to your shopping list.
There.
By the way, I can learn your voice to improve your shopping experience.
No, go away.
Would you like to try it?
No.
No.
Fuck off. All right. All right. TTB120, vagina scented candle. Perfect. Got it. First news story. No, we'll see. We'll see what comes up next.
I was just getting ready to...
Did you buy it? Did you order one? He was probably... Oh, look at that. Oh, there's the BDSM kit off of Goop.
Right. It's called the Restraining Arts Kit, though.
$350.
$1,350.
Oh, shit.
For a couple of leather wrist cuffs and a looks like a paddle. And I don't know what these are. It says leather-bound paddle, but these are... Oh, no, that's just the thumbnails, I guess.
$1,350. Yeah. Wow. So I'm looking at a thumbnail of your screen, basically. It's hard for me to see. But you know, I feel like maybe just a trip to Home Depot and you could get pretty much stuff that covers all the bases that one does for, you know, like $80.
A lot cheaper.
Probably.
It's true. Huh. Now, would you buy the candle? I mean...
I don't buy any candle, let alone one that smells like a vagina. Yeah, $75 for a candle that is just absolutely ridiculous. But $75 for one that smells like a vagina, probably not so much.
Well, now some of the comments are pretty good. This candle is very effective at clearing out unwanted house guests. And she could get $100 per if it smelled like Arby's.
Karen, do you smell a vagina?
We got to get out of here.
We should get out of here.
You know who does smell like one? That's this Oregon woman who got in trouble. I gave it away a little bit, although the article says it's Boise, Idaho, but it's an Oregon woman, so maybe she crossed the border to be with this boyfriend. But she got in trouble, Rob, because she punched her boyfriend in the face twice. What do you think she did?
He cheated on her.
No, Rob, something much worse. He left the dog out in the rain.
Shit, I've let my dog out all night long. Kelly's yet to punch me.
Boise, Idaho. An Oregon woman was charged with domestic assault on New Year's Eve for punching a man in the face twice.
Wow.
According to police. So not only once, she was so mad she did it two times. Coos County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a report of an assault on December 31st in Myrtle Point, Oregon. I don't know why it says Boise, Idaho. That's dumb. Deputies found the reporting party who said his girlfriend had punched him in the face and he was such a big sissy, he had to call the cops. They also found a marble-sized welt and a scratch mark on the man's eyebrow. The man told his girlfriend had hit him two times. Deputies found the woman inside the home, probably on wheels. She told the officers she had punched him because he left her dog out in the rain. That's pretty much the end of that story. So that's not worth punching somebody. I mean, maybe you get upset and call him a jackass and
yeah, but look tell at him, this bitch's kind of mugshot.
No, that's the best part.
Her mugshot, which has got to make the show art, is just
saving it.
I don't know if she's angry or happy or just fucking off of her rocker, but either way, that's just
all of the above.
Oh, man, you would not expect to see somebody with that face, you know, knowing that they've just been arrested for beating up their boyfriend. Anyway.
It's one of those forced smiles, too. It's not like a real smile. It's, I'm doing this because I feel like I have to, but she doesn't.
Oh, exactly. All right. Well, great news for people in Oregon. If you get arrested and put in jail, you can hang out with this lady. So
what's next?
Yeah, next we're going to Florida. We haven't been to Florida yet this episode, and this is going to take us to Lake Worth Beach, Florida, where Florida police respond after a parrot cries, "Let me out!
Let me out!"
The funny part is where that parrot was crying, "Let me out!" from. When someone in Florida...
Let me out!
When someone in a Florida neighborhood heard chilling cries and the words, "Let me out," they dialed 911. Little did they know the cries were that of a 40-year-old parrot named Rambo.
Let me out!
After the call, four Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies pulled up and questioned a man who appeared to be repairing a car in his driveway. The Palm Beach Post reports that when the deputies explained their concerns, the man smiled, then told deputies he'd introduce them to the perpetrator. When he returned with the parrot, the deputies burst out laughing. The man told officers that he taught Rambo to scream, "Let me out," when he was a kid, and Rambo lived in a cage. PBSO officials could not be reached for more details. The agency did tweet a link to a video Saturday saying our deputies in Lake Worth Beach came to the help of someone screaming for help. Hilarity ensued. And what's funny is I saw just out of the corner of my eye a picture of a gravestone and assumed that that's where the parrot was crawling, was crying, "Let me out," from, which is why I said it would be interesting where he was crying, "Let me out," but it turns out it was just the guy's house. So never mind.
Well, as luck would have it, we actually have audio of it. So I'll play that here and see if we can hear what the bird sounds like.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's the police coming up.
Rambo.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm still watching the video. It's funny.
So yeah, I guess he's got a camera outside, so you actually see the police coming up. So it's not just... Let's see if he'll do it.
God, the fucking dogs.
Oh my gosh, you're safe.
Shut up, dogs.
Rambo. Say hello. Rambo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
He is.
That fucking dog.
I love that he's screaming it. And I mean, it's not, you don't, it's not just like the bird is saying, like, "Let me out, let me out." Like, it's like, it sounds,
it's there's a terrifying
so much
sound.
Desperation in how the bird is saying it. Oh man!
Well, yeah, because great. they don't really have lips. And if you've ever seen a dog, or not a dog, but if you've ever seen a bird, I had a friend in high school whose bird made weird sounds like that. It would talk, and just kind of watching it, it's wild how they make that sound. And for them to be able to do that, they just start making weird sounds after that too. So I would probably call the police if I heard that.
Probably. I mean, especially if you don't know the situation, because it's like there. It sounds like the bird is like crying in agony in between too. So I don't blame the neighbors. It's better to, it's one of those things, like if you hear something, you should report it. And worked out in this guy's favor that it was his bird and not a not somebody trapped in his basement or anything.
Clarice.
Oh boy.
Well, speaking of agony, and sometimes I watch those the commercials for Viagra, and I always think it says, if you have an erection for more than 18 hours, call the doctor. I'm like, that might be actually kind of cool. There's a lot you could do with that in that 18 hours.
I mean, you could have a really good time in 18 hours.
Yeah.
The raging
boner. This guy. Yep. Just be careful. I don't know. I actually think that would be very uncomfortable. I don't know if you get quite to 18 hours, but something tells us in the next story or two, we might find out.
Well,
this one takes.
I don't have trouble getting mine to, to stand at attention when it needs to. Anyway,
oh, got those Band-Aids.
Yeah, you have my tame Band-Aid. What are we talking about? Hopefully people listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, if you don't know about the taint Band-Aid,
yeah, go back a week, listen to that, and then you'll get the joke.
The episode is actually named Taint Band-Aid for a reason, but this one's going to take us to Mexico. We haven't been to Mexico probably forever, but at least it's been a long time, where a man suffered a 3-day erection 3 days after taking a sexual stimulant used to breed bulls.
Oh, nice.
The unnamed man, whose age is also unknown, probably 17, traveled to Veracruz in East Mexico to buy this stimulant as part of an exciting plan to have sex with a 30-year-old woman.
Wait, how old was this guy?
It says it's unknown.
Oh.
They don't know his name and they don't know his age, but they just know that the woman was 30.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it was worth it. A man had to be rushed to hospital after taking a sexual stimulant. Try that again. A man had to be rushed to the hospital after taking a sexual stimulant used to breed bulls that left him with a 3-day erection. A man in Mexico, whose name and age is unknown, is believed to have taken the stimulant as he excitedly planned to have sex with a 30-year-old woman. However, he ended up needing surgery to tackle the persistent engorgement. Oh, that's a pretty good show title, too. At Specialist Hospital 270, which in Reynosa, a city on the U.S.-Mexico border, doctors told the newspaper he had taken a stimulant, which he bought in Veracruz, used by farmers in that region to invigorate bulls for insemination. Oh. There's even a little picture of it there. Oh. He's got a friend there with some pretty wild-looking flip-flops.
So man is believed,
claimed to have traveled to Veracruz to buy it. He underwent surgery, but there have been no updates on his condition. Last October, a dad from East London had an operation to remove part of his penis to stop his constant painful erections. James Mudd, 38, said his embarrassing problem began after a motorbike accident just before Christmas of 2015. He had corrective surgery and screws put in his neck and also suffered post-traumatic stress disorder after the crash, so he was given antidepressants.
He had screws probably put in his neck because of his broken dick?
Yeah, probably should have just hooked him up with a 30-year-old. They would have fixed everything.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty wild.
You're not going to read the last couple lines.
Oh, yeah. Doctors believe these meds caused James his penis problems. Cannot believe the pain of it. I was like I was going to explode.
I bet.
The father of four said the op has left him with a welcome side effect, claiming he can now romp all night without a break, calling it absolutely brilliant. Oh, shit.
Fucking idiot.
Wow. Now I don't feel so bad for him.
I mean, you've seen the size of these bulls, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
And they're not gonna do that without a fight. So they probably should have.
Yeah.
Should have a razor for 3 days.
Do they not have Viagra down in Mexico? Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh boy.
It's risky business there.
It is. How about the next one?
We're gonna talk more about penises, so that's good.
More international news here.
Oh man. We're going around the world.
It's not about Florida all the time.
This website's just not loading, though, so let me fuck my life. Come on. Oh, there we go.
Let your ad blocker on.
They didn't even care about that. They just didn't want me to load the website to begin with. All right, where is this one taking us? The UK, I'm assuming.
Thailand, Rob.
Oh, Thailand. Oh, there we go. Okay. We're going to Thailand. Where a man's penis rots.
Oh, God damn.
After, you know when I sent this to you, I was like, I bet you
he's gonna
figure out how to get me to read this. A man's penis rots after he gets it stuck in a metal pipe for 5 days. He must have taken some bull insemination medication.
Bull engorgement
lotion. I feel like at some point it would shrink down. But anyway, before finally going to Thai hospital. Man, you know you got to be desperate when you go to a Thai hospital for help when the pain became too much. A Thai man's penis began to decay after he got it jammed in a metal pipe for 5 days and only sought medical attention after the pain became unbearable. The 21-year-old placed his penis in a sock and then put it into a metal cylinder and had sex with it last week. After climax, the tip had swollen so much the blood couldn't flow back, and he was stuck inside the makeshift sex toy. He wandered around his house for 5 days in extreme pain while trying a variety of lubricants to free himself from the jam. The unidentified man eventually dragged himself to hospital in Bangkok, Thailand, and explained the situation to doctors on Sunday night. He told medics that he had used the industrial equipment to masturbate twice before, but this time after experimenting with a sock, he climaxed and could not remove himself. He had endured the pain for 5 days with his penis rotting inside the contraption. Why do you got to say rotting? Before he summoned the strength to call for help. Volunteer rescue workers then took him to the hospital. Paramedic Akachai Bois.
It's a tauntaun.
Exactly. Akachai Bois Potham. Yep. Said they spent 3 hours cutting the metal from the man's penis, but wasted 25 blades slicing through it.
Akachai
said.
Through the metal or through his penis?
God, I hope the metal. When I first saw his penis, it was already swollen. The bolt and nuts he put on were 3 millimeters thick, and we had to cut them open with a small blade. We used 25 blades and spent more than 3 hours on the operation. The man had been experimenting with adding a black sock to a sex toy, but this was
it's a tauntaun.
One of the reasons that he was stuck. Dr. Citra Licky Sackle.
Oh, Licky Sackle.
Licky Sackle said the man could have lost his penis as the skin had rotted so badly the tissue inside was visible. Oh, boy. He said, it's very dangerous to have the penis in this situation for 3 hours, let alone 5 days. The penis was stuck because when it was erect in the bolt, the cavities filled with blood. But afterward, the blood couldn't return and stayed in the glands at the top of the penis. The organ then began rotting. Being stuck like this for just 3 hours could cause someone to lose their penis, but this man was stuck for 5 days. I am shocked that he survived. Robert, where are we going next? I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Oh, man. Rotting penises.
Oh, man. A lot of good images for the show art this week.
Well, thank goodness.
Well, the last one, unfortunately, Rob, is still going to do with injury to the sensitive area.
Oh, good.
We're a Minnesota man.
You know, we have a lot about penises. We had some vagina.
Yeah, well, that's what Kelly said. Penises, drugs, and something or other. I wasn't listening. A Minnesota man suffers extreme frostbite to his genitals after drunken sex with a snowman he mistook for his ex-wife. That's why they always called her the Ice Queen. But this one takes us to the World News Daily Report, where a Minnesota man in Red Lake has suffered extreme frostbite to his genitals after allegedly engaging in sexual intercourse with a snowman.
Do you want to fuck a snowman? I think that's how it went, right?
You want to love me? Russell Baker, 42, was rescued after being found unconscious. Probably passed out when realized he had sex with a snowman.
Uh-oh.
And barely clothed on a neighbor's lawn.
I thought it was my wasn't wife. Even
his snowman. Yep. It was his neighbor. Last week by Red Lake Police. Neighbors called 911 after witnessing a drunk, naked man in full erection. Stuck in a metal pipe. Having sex with a snowman, according to the official 911 correspondence. Must have been -2 degrees outside, and he was wearing boots and a hat, but that was it. Seems like boots, he was attempting to insert his penis inside the snowman's mouth.
he was trying to face fuck it.
Yeah, but the snowman was too tall, one eyewitness confirmed to reporters. And it's not clear whether this was a one-eyed witness, like a witness with one eye, or just one person that saw it. The patient's genitals have suffered from extreme frostbite, and one of his testicles will have to be removed.
Oh, boy.
Yep, but he should be fully healed and headed to resume his formal sexual activities anytime soon, which, of course, results in having sex with snowmen. Russell Baker, who claims to be going through a bitter divorce, said he was under the influence of alcohol and medication when he mistook the snowman for his ex-wife. I was so drunk and high on meds that I really believed it was my ex, surely. I know it sounds crazy, but they do have the same height and similar body shape and curves, Becker told the reporters, visibly embarrassed, as he should
be. Well, I mean, clearly.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry, you distracted me. I still love Shirley tremendously, and I guess I wanted to spend some quality time with her for the last time before she ended our relationship. Last year, a Minnesota homeless man under the influence of crystal meth was hospitalized in similar fashion after sexual intercourse with a fire hydrant at below freezing temperatures.
Oh, boy. Frostbite on your dick. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
That's rough.
These things happen.
These things happen.
Well, only when if you'd only put it in a pipe first, it would have been protected from the cold.
No, you should have put it in a sock first.
A sock is what protects it. That's what gives the metal pipe a little bit of softness.
Well, you can fuck a snowman as long as your dick's in a sock. Like, I feel like there's a little bit of insulation there, right?
Yeah, probably.
So I'm looking at
smart.
Amazing female cosplays.
Yeah. I'll agree to that.
There was some,
I'll accept that one.
There's some good-looking ones that were in here before. Here we go.
Before you shared the screen with me?
Kill Bill.
You kept those to yourself first.
Well, I didn't mean to. Female Deadpool. There we go. Let's see what else. Captain America.
Yeah.
Man, I would have watched all the Avengers movies if she was Captain America.
Yeah.
Actually, Kelly was out with a friend last weekend, and the boys and I watched the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And
the more recent ones?
No, it was like the first one from there we go. It was like the first one from 2010, 2011.
Oh yeah.
Right around the early ones. But
I haven't seen the last two. I think we saw Civil War, and then there's Endgame and the whatever one before Endgame.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any of those.
Well, the boys had never seen any of the Avengers movies, but then Kelly came home and she's like, "What's it rated?" I'm like, and Colin goes, PG-13. She's like, "Oh, and you had Harrison watch it." I'm like, "Yeah, I did." I'm like, I was there. Combined, they're
13.
Yeah, exactly. Combined, you know, they're good.
Yeah. Well, see, women aren't good at math, so she never would have come up with that. So
I mean,
those are the things you kind of have to tell her.
Combined, they can almost see an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
I mean, in a couple of years, we'll be able to go to the strip club.
And drive themselves there, too.
It's true. Spider-Woman, here we go.
Yeah. She's caught in her web.
Must make some nice little clouds that just float around and have fun all day.
Bob Ross. Pink Ranger. All this stuff.
Let's get crazy. What the heck?
I heard, aren't they making a Power Rangers movie?
And bravery test.
Sorry, I can't even think when Bob Ross is...
she's a Power Rangers booby.
She's well endowed. All right, Harley Quinn. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's good.
I was looking for this one. This one looks good, too.
Yeah.
Anything that you try and you don't succeed, if you learn from it, it's not a failure.
What the fuck does Bob Ross know? I'm just kidding. Bob Ross knows everything.
Oh, man. Well, shit, that's episode 120 for January 20th, 2020, Rob. We did it again.
We sure did.
We're finally getting good at this.
Yeah, we're really getting into a groove here. That's good.
Well, we'll see you next week, hopefully. And, we don't know what day that'll be just yet.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But we'll do it.
It doesn't matter. Our episodes come out on Mondays. These people don't care.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, and even it's almost like on demand. It doesn't really even matter what day it comes out. It'll just show up in your podcast reader and you listen to it.
Yeah. And have a good time.
Right. Well,
we do all the work. You just enjoy the end product.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And reach out to us. Twitter, Facebook. Not really much on those guys, but you can still do it. We'll still read it.
Yeah. For sure. Find us at Two Bobs Podcast and go to thetwobobs.com. It's all there. It's all laid out for you. We make it real easy. So even if you're an idiot, and you probably are, you just go there and all the links and all the things are there for you.
That's true. We'll see you then.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.